Although lobbying as a practice is as old as government itself, lobbying as a professional field is a relatively recent development. The field has experienced a dramatic transformation over the past 30 years in terms of how it's practiced by the professionals in the field. Prominent lobbyists Jane Hoover, Phil Peter, and Dave Parker spoke about the significant changes in the profession of lobbying between Bryce Harlow's era and today.
The changes have come about as corporate offices have transitioned into delivering bottom-line results for the company and have focused on priorities, where you can play, how you can play, and where you can make a difference.
Obviously, the high-tech world has come into lobbying insofar as the ability to get information to the Hill, but I believe that, once again, this is like the basics that Bryce talked about. The basics in lobbying are always going to be the same, and it is one profession where a machine will never take over, because it's the individual person-to-person contact, and the longer you're doing this, the deeper and better those relationships get, and the trust that grows with it.
Well, the fundamentals still haven't changed. I mean, it's still based on relationships and trust, and that's what Bryce personified. One might say, well, there's more partisanship today than there was during the time Bryce was lobbying. Well, that's probably true.
In his 2 decades representing Procter & Gamble, Bryce Harlow left an indelible mark on the profession of lobbying. His influence is felt not only by lobbyists today, but by leaders at the highest levels of the U.S. government. United States Senator Robert Bennett.
Bryce almost invented this function. People forget in today's world, when you can get a phone book full of Washington reps, that at one time there were very, very few. And he created the atmosphere of always telling the truth, speaking the truth both directions, always being the honest broker for sound information.
United States Senator Lamar Alexander.
He always would say to lobbyists that your word is your stock in trade. That if you ever mislead an elected official, you're dead. They'll never trust anything you say again. In many ways, I've thought he almost single-handedly gave the profession of lobbying a good name. He elevated it, really made it more of a profession.
Vice President Dick Cheney.
Lobbyists didn't always have a positive image, if you will. Lots of jokes about lobbyists. And what Bryce did was demonstrate that it was a profession, that the right to petition government is an invaluable part of our democracy and our representative form of government. And he did it in the best possible way. Nobody ever questioned anything he said. He always was honest and straightforward in his presentation. Integrity is what he managed to convey when he was representing whoever he was representing, whether it was Procter & Gamble or whether it was the President of the United States.
The lessons that Bryce Harlow taught his contemporaries and his successors in the field of lobbying not only helped them to operate more effectively, but were aimed at leaving a positive stamp on the profession of lobbying as a whole.
Bryce taught me a very important lesson, which is that when you're in government relations and you're supposed to be representing either your department, if you're in the government, or your corporation, if you're in private practice, to the Congress, you have an equal responsibility to inform your client as to what's going on in Congress. There are many, many corporations and administration officials who look at the congressional relations function as primarily a selling function. We make policy, you go convince the Congress to pass the bill the way we want it. And of course, that is an important part of the function. But an equally important part of the function that Bryce was so good at was telling the client how the Congress really worked and bringing a dose of reality into it. Bryce told me on occasion that he would be accused of being an advocate for the Congress instead of the other way around. And he would have to say to his clients, no, I'm an advocate for getting the problem solved, and you need to understand that Congress has its own set of rules, and this is what they are, and don't ask the Congress to break their own rules.
Good representation of good business results in good government. I never forgot that.
The best thing that I think Bryce left with young people who would aspire to be lobbyists is A, be honest, B, be knowledgeable, and C, consider that what you're doing is a real public service, be proud of it, and maintain its integrity.